Coming up on BAP 106, suspicious packages arriving at suspicious destinations caused me to block even more people on social media. The Dodgers still suck in the World Series. And it seems that neither podcasters, politicians, nor weather people could deliver on the promises they make. Let's start the show.
That migrant caravan is expected to resume the trek.
This was the first distraction
morning.
Story.
They're stopped in southern Mexico, more than 900 miles in several weeks.
They'll get here
US
tomorrow.
The migrants created a tarp city on their second stop in.
Looks like San Francisco.
Entangled, emotional.
Emotional. That's how we want you to feel watching
this
shit.
The mass exodus organized by activists in Honduras is believed to be
activists
the largest
in Honduras,
migrant
caravan on record. Not billionaire philanthropists
or anything. 7,200 people, five times the size of the last one in April.
Sure, before the June elections.
Most tell us they're fleeing extreme poverty.
So they're going to come here.
Last year, the U.S. sent more than $300 million in foreign aid to Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador.
Well,
a fool can plainly see, as you're glued to your personal screen, politicians and the media see, to keep control over you and me. As any damn fool can plainly see, as you're glued to your personal screen, politicians and the media see, to keep control over you and me.
That's right, that's right. Big Agri-Phil Podcast 106. It's getting close to election time, so the politicians are really desperate for your emotional support. We're all just a bunch of emotional support animals, aren't we? Let's break out the big, big props. Migrant workers, bomb scares. Oh yeah, we got a lot of tricks up our sleeve. And you know what? It works. Every fucking time. People go boo hoo 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 and then whine about it. Won't do anything about it, but they'll whine about it. Have your friends gone completely insane on social media? You know what I'm talking about. People you used to talk with, maybe people you work with, they've completely lost all reason. And they just think whatever people tell them to think. On both sides. I know people on both sides like this. People that weren't political at all a few years ago. Either they think Trump is the end of the world or Trump is the greatest thing since sliced fucking bread. Personally, I think sliced bread is a lot better than Donald Trump. I could use sliced bread. I have no use for Donald Trump. Now, I'm not one of these ultra-lib Trump haters. Those people are really, really fucking annoying to me. I'm certainly not one of these right-wing Trump ass suckers either. Can't you guys find some fucking middle ground? All right? Trump is just another pawn in the game. Trump is just another inclusion in the chapter of the ongoing saga, how to make the American people even more stupid. And boy, is it working this time around, huh? That plus social media has turned all of you into a bunch of completely drooling retards. That's right, retards. Retards. I love that word. I'm never going to stop saying it. Retards, 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 retards. I know that's one of those words that people are afraid to use. It's not politically correct. Well, fuck you. This show is not politically correct. If you're at all politically correct, what are you doing listening to this? Click it off right fucking now. Right now. Click it off. I dare you. Maybe you like being offended. If that's the case, stay with me. You'll like the rest of it. But as I said, it's election time, and the politicians are desperate for votes. They want to keep sitting in that cushy office of theirs, stealing more of your money. So they're going to do whatever it takes to get you on their side, all right? And this latest string of events going on is the biggest crock of shit. And of course, the media, being the puppets they are, just go right along with it. Because it is their job to push the agenda and get us just interested enough to comment about it on social media. Don't do anything about it. We'll just comment on it and make sure you feel like an idiot if you disagree with them. Well, I disagree with them. All of them. Stop getting involved in this shit. It doesn't affect you one way or the other. There's nothing you could do to control it. This script was written a long time ago, all right? Just play along or skip the movie. And speaking of movies, doesn't that caravan of people look like a scene from a movie? It looked staged, all just walking in a perfectly straight line. The cameras know exactly where to be. Paid extras. Paid extras. They're going to walk all the way to the United States from Honduras. Right. Okay. The average person walks about 3 miles per hour. Right? Now let's say they walk for 18 hours straight and then rest for 6 hours. Okay, so based on that, 18 hours straight, 3 miles an hour, that's 54 miles a day. Okay, that's if they walk a straight 18. I doubt it. Now, the distance between Tegucigalpa, which is the capital of Honduras, to El Paso, which is on the Texas-Mexico border, is about 2,000 miles. So it's a little over 2,000 miles. So you're trying to tell me that people are walking 2,000 miles? Bullshit. So if they walk 18 straight hours a day, every day, it would take them about 37 days to reach the border. What a load of shit. And of course, again, they know Americans don't know distances, don't know geography, don't know math. So they just think they'll freak out and say, oh my God, those immigrants are going to be here tomorrow. They're going to be a while. And when I say they, I mean the extras that are marching along the Paramount backlot somewhere. I mean, come on, again. And whoever's in charge of the props, you know, the picture that the media is passing around has the Honduran immigrants, and one of them's waving a big Honduran flag. Now, if you say they're escaping poverty and the corruption of the government there, why in the fuck would you be waving a Honduran flag? Doesn't really make sense, does it? Whoever the director is needs to be fired. Okay? Well, you've noticed the media has already given up on that story, saying, well, that didn't really sway him, did it? What else can we hit him with? How about a big old bomb scare? That always works. Scare, right? Panic, fear. Suck my dick!
We're going to begin here with the investigation into a series of pipe bombs mailed to prominent Democrats and critics of the president.
The mayor critics of the president. That'd be about half the country then, right?
Over the past 2 days, these crude bombs and other suspicious packages
they weren't even bombs.
To them through the mail or by carrier. All of them were intercepted. No one has been hurt.
So
far,
bad.
They've been addressed to former President Barack Obama at his home in Washington.
Sure.
Hillary Clinton at her home in Chappaqua, New York.
Sure.
Former CIA Director John Brennan at the CNN Bureau in the Time Warner Building in New York.
Sure.
The Brennan package and at least
they didn't
some
mention
of the
Soros,
phony
did they?
Return address indicating they came
one
from
one was supposed to go to Soros, who's usually the organizer
DNC
of such things.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. In the end, a package
that is the fakest looking package ever. It's the same package that every single channel uses. It's the approved prop, and it's horribly, crudely done.
Maxine Waters of California.
Oh, Maxine Waters got one too.
Soros.
Doesn't this just sound like an elaborate scheme for the Democrats to play victim during this election?
The federal government is conducting an aggressive investigation.
Trump always seems like he's asleep, doesn't he? You know he's just phoning this in. He doesn't care. Like, yeah, give me something to do for the next 4 years or probably 8 years based on who the fuck's running against him.
Any acts or threats of political violence are an attack on our democracy itself.
See, now that's the right answer to something like this. But of course, the Democrats and the critics are, no matter what he says, he's going to come under fire for it. So he might as well just stay quiet. Trump should just stay quiet the rest of the presidency. Don't even say a fucking word.
Peacefully at the ballot box. That's what we want.
Or on Twitter.
Nikki Batiste has more on this now still developing story.
Yeah, because we haven't finished writing it yet.
Chaos gripped Midtown.
Chaos.
News of a suspicious
controlled chaos. We love chaos. We need more chaos on TV. Anytime there's chaos in New York, I'm fine with it.
Officers quickly evacuated.
They're just
CNN
pissed that the Yankees aren't in the World Series and the Red Sox aren't.
Projectiles. I mean, that's a. Excuse me. That sounds like a fire alarm here. We'll keep you posted on
that. Oh, yeah. We didn't know that was going to happen. Yeah, right. CNN, worst actors in the world.
White powder. It was addressed to former CIA
director. Oh, white powder, like anthrax? Are we bringing that back from the dead?
Their broadcast to the sidewalk.
All of our CNN colleagues that we know of are outside. Right now,
you know, one of the senators didn't accidentally mail his cocaine to somebody.
The device was taken away in this NYPD containment vehicle.
Oh, look at that fancy thing!
The blast of a bomb if it detonates.
There's tax dollars at work. They finally get to use it for something.
Terrorism, John Miller.
The bomb squad was able to safely remove a device.
Hey, let's close down a few blocks of New York City. That won't cause mayhem and panic and fear.
An hour before CNN's bomb scare, news broke of Hillary and Bill Clinton's Secret Service detail intercepting a pipe bomb before it reached their Westchester residence. Hillary was on the road in Florida campaigning, but former President Bill Clinton was home at the time. Right after 9 a.m. this morning when this news broke,
look, bitch, you go campaign. I'm going to stay home, put my hand down my shorts.
Law enforcement officers and
couldn't wait to get her ass out of the house.
Secret Service agents found a similar device addressed
to former President Barack Obama. Yeah, you enjoy your chaos, honey. I'm going to sit here and beat off.
In Sunrise, Florida, bomb squad members had to use a robot to investigate
they used
a
Joe
suspicious
Biden?
Package that was sent to the incorrect address of
Political
former Attorney
humor.
General Eric Holder. The package was then rerouted
Eric
to
Eric Holder.
Yeah,
everybody, every Democrat got one of
the
these wonderful things,
of all
right?
Of today's suspicious devices.
The whole story is suspicious.
Was also sent to Democratic
I can't believe how many people just buy
Maxine
this shit
Waters
automatically.
On Capitol Hill.
We have to.
No, it's not an elaborate scheme right before election time. Of course not. We would never do such a thing. Can't they line all these politicians up, put them on the Maury show, put them on that lie detector?
The First Lady and the President condemned the political violence.
The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation and bring those responsible for these despicable acts to justice.
I think the ones that are responsible
are
the ones that the bombs, quote unquote, were addressed to. Just my opinion. Oh, now they bring up Soros. First time the media ever brings up Soros.
Mean
this one wasn't his doing? Yeah, right, sure.
All right, Nikki, thanks for it.
Look, I got one too. The same George Soros that said this.
I am basically there to make money. I cannot and do not look at the social consequences. I think that I've been blamed for everything.
Well, yeah, with an attitude like that, now he gets to play victim. Look at me. I got one of these pipe bombs, too. Like, I had to just draw this whole fucking plan up with Hillary Clinton's help and the rest of the Democrats who claim to be victims and Republicans. This was a bipartisan effort, okay? When it comes to panic, fear, suck my dick, Republicans and Democrats work just fine together when it comes to fucking the rest of us, keeping us distracted with bullshit stories like this. And it always works. It always works. Those Democrats and Republicans work together just fine off camera. All right? Oh, yeah, they disagree about everything on camera and during election time. And then they get the rest of us fighting with each other. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. I'm a Trump supporter. You're an asshole. That's what they want. This is all election bullshit. That's all this is. Because they know people will swing one way or the other. That's why the Republicans and the Democrats came up with this elaborate hoax. They think some people will say, oh, the poor Democrats, I'm going to vote blue. Or they will say, you know what? The Democrats got what they deserved. I'm going to vote red. Like, people's minds weren't made up already. We don't really need this elaborate bullshit. This taxpayer-funded elaborate bullshit. And again, you notice you don't hear anything about the migrants anymore? It's like, yeah, they're not buying that one. Yeah, are they? Shit. Oh, well, go to Plan B. And they went to Plan B for bomb. And it worked. Good job, government. You didn't fool me, but you fooled the rest of the country. Got everybody fighting on Facebook again, just like you're always so good at. Okay, well, here's an update to the story. Apparently, they caught the guy. Because every time one of these pops up, there's always the guy. And let me guess, white guy, Trump supporter, right? Yeah, who couldn't see this coming? Or is it?
We're staying on top of a 10 News alert. As you know, we've been telling you that arrests
have
been made.
Stand under the boom, honey.
Suspicious packages of a 56-year-old man. You were able to look into his background and figure out who this guy is.
Yeah, so 10 Investigates has
Why
been
does this
able
guy look like a pizza delivery
man? The
man
this
is a news
the van
station.
That we saw earlier being towed away. We believe he's also the
Looks
man
like a Domino's
who was
pizza guy.
His name's Caesar Sayoc. He is a
Caesar
registered
Sayoc.
Republican, 56 years old.
Can't say it's a white guy this time, can we?
Connecting A number of the different clues,
like
including some of what we saw in the window of that van. Now, we were able to identify what
white
is basically
van in a parking lot.
An email address,
the
which
van.
Matches
they spent all morning propping it up with Trump
voting,
stickers,
here in Florida,
all in the
which
windows.
Is a public record. So we were
the whole
able
window
to identify
full
him.
Of
he's 56
Trump
years old.
Pictures.
He lives in Aventura,
and something
Florida,
that says
down
CNN
in
sucks.
South Florida. He's got a number of business ties. We also
nothing on the other side
Twitter
because the camera was never on the other side. Now there's a tarp covering on it. Now it's on the back of a flatbed truck
being the
being towed away.
Of all time. There's photos with
that
him.
Is the, again, who is the prop department that works on these hoax stories?
Mm-hmm. About who this guy is.
The Honduran flags
is,
and in the migrants' hands and then these stickers in the window.
An
that van looks too good a shape to look like a homeless van.
There's
usually a van with a lot of stickers and shit on it. There's a bum living in there. And those stickers are very immaculately placed. They're not just stuck on like most bumper stickers. They're not even bumper stickers. They're pictures of Donald Trump, the presidential seal,
covered with a tarp.
At CNN sucks.
Authorities, of course, going to be taking a close look at that van. But we did obtain some pictures of the van before they did that. So that's on my Facebook page right now, Noah Pransky, WTSP.com. Also working to get all these pictures and information up there. So we'll continue to update this throughout the afternoon.
Yeah, sorry, Noah. I'm not going to go to your Facebook page to see pictures I could find anywhere else. Again, what the fuck is up with this TV station? This guy looks like a delivery man. And the chick is too dumb to stand under the boom mic. It's WTSP in St. Petersburg. That gives you an idea. Oh, my God. People just believe this shit. It's the fakest looking shit ever. That van was clearly propped up. It's too good in shape to look like a bum lives in the van. You know, it didn't look like a homeless van. And the stickers or pictures were put on there way too elaborately. You know, some wacko Trump supporter isn't going to have an immaculate van like that. And he certainly wouldn't be named Caesar Psyok. Psyok sounds like psyops, doesn't it? Yes, it does. I mean, they're pretty much giving you clues that this is a load of shit. I'm surprised they didn't even call him Caesar Psyop. That would have flown over everybody's head. It would have worked just fine, except a few of us who know better. Caesar Psyop is on the loose. Yes, we found the one crazy guy sending pipe bombs everywhere in the country to Democrats. Oh, and celebrities too, like Robert De Niro. Didn't he get one? Or supposed to have gotten one? And speaking of bad props, they keep showing us the envelopes that were sent in the pipe bomb. Ridiculous. Rush job, big time. The fucking no canceled stamps. Doesn't even look like there was enough postage on the fucking packages. And clearly it was something that was not going to explode. But they had to make it a big elaborate hoax. Panic, fear, panic, fear, panic, fear. Suck my dick. I don't buy it. Never bought it. And every day they keep adding different politicians as victims of the bomb scare. And of course, there's going to be a lot of copycat work going on. Hey, I could do that too. Nobody will know. Well, you weren't part of the master plan, so your fucking package is not going to make the news, buddy. Sorry. This shit was well rehearsed, well choreographed. Not really well executed, but it still got the job done. Well, I'm sick of this bullshit. How about you? Let's move on to something else, shall we? What other nonsense is going on?
All right, in game two of the World Series, the Dodgers...
Jesus, could they find a more swishy anchor?
In game one against the Red Sox in Boston. Hate to say it didn't go our way.
Sherrod Tay looks half asleep.
Teams have been down 2-0 before, and have come back to win.
We got a lot of home runs left, man. We're just saving up for L.A. so we can take it
off. Oh, really? You couldn't hit any in Boston?
Yeah, we are
Boston
keeping hope alive as game three moves to Dodger Stadium tomorrow. Kevin Cuenca is here with us.
Kevin Cuenca?
What exactly went wrong?
Is this the sportscaster now?
Yeah, sure, Peter, a lot is going wrong for the Dodgers right now.
It's a fucking
like
fairy.
About, and as the players have mentioned,
does he know anything about sports?
You got to stay positive. It really just does take one
gotta
win
stay positive.
To turn things around
you
for
know,
the Dodgers.
Just
the Red Sox
the best
kept
of
home
luck.
Field advantage, which puts a lot of pressure on the Dodgers.
Jesus Christ, could he lisp any
just
fucking
to get
more?
The series back to Boston. Here's how the Dodgers ended up in this challenging spot. Their last
they
hit of
suck,
the game
that's how.
Came in the top of the fourth
they
inning.
Couldn't hit for
this
shit.
RBI single by Yasiel Puig put the Blue Crew up 2-1. But it was all Red Sox after that. The Dodgers only walked two
this
batters.
This guy could
but
barely read.
Ryan
really?
Matthews,
this is the best they could
loaded,
do?
Tied the game. And here's why the Red Sox
what the
had one
fuck
of the
happened?
Best regular
what happened
season
to actual sportscasters?
hitting with runners ones that know something about sports. Two outs. More than half of their runs.
Now you have all these fucking
like that,
swishy dudes and these broads that don't know goddamn thing. Just to be fucking politically correct.
You know, I thought we didn't do a great job.
No, you sure didn't, Chris Taylor.
On the mound.
You and nobody else.
I don't think we played our best baseball here, but
you're not going to play it here either.
We'll go back to LA and we'll regroup.
They got
to
tip your cap. They did a good job.
No, don't tip your cap. You sucked.
With the big at-bats.
You don't tip your cap to the fucking enemy. You guys sucked. Tip your cap.
The Dodgers are
pretty much just
Walker
bowing
Buehler
down to the Red
game
Sox.
Three, the 24-year-old Leo has been the king of Dodger Stadium all season, and that's where
do we give a shit about what his sign is now?
Night.
You the fucking gaywad!
Six straight wins and a record
six
of
straight
wins. Two in
oh, now you're going to kiss Boston's ass?
Consider that along with their regular season.
Fuck out of here!
Facing one
this
of the
guy
most
is.
Dominant teams ever.
You have to ever.
Listen to this shit. Listen to that. Listen to them clicking. Ever. They are the most dominant team ever, girlfriend.
It's our turn.
Holy fuck! Holy fuck! Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck happened to sports? Listen to these guys. These are sportscasters now? You gotta be fucking kidding! I felt like I just walked into a hair salon. They are the most dominant team ever. And talk about the Red Sox. What the fuck happened to real sportscasters? When did it turn into this fucking swishy, chicky bullshit? I mean, is there any more indication that TV news is completely dead and useless? That you have these guys and girls doing the sports reports? I mean, shouldn't the minimum requirement of being a sports reporter is to know something about sports? This absolutely pisses me the fuck off. I am a sports fan. I would like to think that the people reporting on sports know something about the shit they're reporting about. But we've made everything so fucking PC that it's fucked it all up. These fucking hairdressers doing sports reports and these dumb broads who don't know dick from dick. Stop already. I'm passionate about this shit. You know, now you tell what pisses me off. I don't give a fuck about bogus pipe bombs sent to fucking Democrats. I give a fuck about this kind of shit. That some guy that just walked out of Supercuts is going to give me my sports report. Talk about, well, the Boston Red Sox are the most dominant team ever. We should bow down to them because they are the best and we suck. You know, the old school reporters say, They would fucking acknowledge the other team like that. They would say, we need to get our shit together and beat these motherfuckers. But no, these guys are acting like the Dodgers should be scared of the fucking Red Sox, as is the rest of the media. And the Dodgers are sure playing like it. Right on cue. And I don't know what Dave Roberts' problem is, but God damn it, will you learn how to manage the bullpen, please? Stop pulling your starters so early. Maybe give them a little vote of confidence. I mean, yeah, clearly Kershaw didn't have his best stuff, but neither did Ryu. But Jesus Christ, when you pull him out in the fifth inning and then tax the bullpen unnecessarily, yeah that's not going to win ball games, all right? And then when you put in Alex Wood, who's a complete dud, especially in pressure situations, the fucking game one, he put Wood in and had him face a right-handed batter. Wood's a left-handed pitcher. Yeah, you put left-handers in to face left-handers. And then what did that guy do? Get a home run off him. Terrible management all throughout the season. They're lucky to fucking stumble their way into the World Series. But the Red Sox are making it look way too fucking easy. But fuck them. We got to get at least, well, we got to get all three at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers haven't really been lights out at home lately either. All right. Now it's up to Walker Buehler, who's been all right. You know, but it'll leave him in at least in the sixth inning or so. So he has a chance to get the win. I don't give a shit that he's a Leo. Can you believe that shit? What a bunch of fags doing that fucking broadcast.
A 24-year-old Leo. Oh, he's a Leo. Oh, he's handsome.
The fuck out of here. I don't give a shit what his age is, much as his goddamn astrological sign, you Fruit Loops. And speaking of annoying broads doing sports casting, Jessica Mendoza, who I've ranted about plenty on this show, She's the ESPN color analyst on Sunday Night Baseball, and absolutely fucking horrible and annoying. Never shuts up. Well, she sits down with Stephen A. Smith and the rest of the morons on ESPN, First Take, talking about what the Doyers need to do to win Game 3. Oh, bring on the experts, please.
No. And I get you can go back and the percentages and the numbers. That's
all I fucking hear. Remember on the Howard Stern show with Fred Norris would always play that whenever some actress would blab on and on about getting an award or something. That's all I fucking hear when this bitch talks. Shut up. Shut up.
So you go shut back up. Home, you're against
shut up.
Cello, the righty. You're now going to see the best bats again.
Yeah, we really need to overanalyze this fucking shit like this. Plus, these shows are so necessary for sports.
When you're talking bullpen to bullpen, I feel like the
they just make up the shit to keep these people
the
employed.
That have when you're going back
people
who
shouldn't
back
be employed.
Back, no days rest. And guess what, Nathan Eovaldi?
You're not good enough to be a broadcaster. You certainly don't need to be sitting in here overanalyzing Game 3.
To be in the bullpen, well, guess what? They're starting the games now.
What is she going on and on about? I don't even know anymore.
Three games in a row.
They do have the advantage, and I understand that. But
here's the other woman, so Stephen A. Smith.
I disagree with you. It's just over.
Badea. I think that the Badea of sports. That's what he is.
Once they get the momentum.
Of course, he's not going to root for the West Coast team. He's a New Yorker. I'm surprised he's rooting for the enemy like he is.
If like a lot of Yankees,
you know, he was so butthurt online that the Yankees didn't get into the World Series.
That's not going to happen.
I can't believe he's actually going to root for the enemy of the Yankees.
Overcome that, but the
just
way
so he doesn't root for the West Coast team. What a dickhead! Go fuck yourself.
Because of cold weather,
such an annoying black woman.
I counted like the first nine pitches he threw a ball.
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like Medea fucked Harvey Fierstein. That's what he sounds like.
Weather may have played a factor because it's gonna be warm in LA.
You have a vagina.
Bring up the weather because damn it,
Jessica Mendoza has a penis.
I don't care what anybody says, but I will tell you. Because it's a single here. It's running the bases. It's their activity. The aggression that you alluded to and how they went, how they approached.
Is that what she alluded to? I couldn't understand a word she was saying.
Boston is able to take that to Los Angeles. I don't think Bellinger and those boys come off the bench. And suddenly, because you didn't see them in games one and two that much, the bottom line is they're going to show up in games three, four, and five. I don't see it that way. I see Boston winning this thing.
I do think game three, though, is huge in many ways, but they're coming back.
Oh, game three is huge? You mean, like, if they don't win it, they're kind of fucked?
Has the ball, okay?
Well, thank God we have your brilliant mind to tell us what's going on.
Game one. Clayton Kershaw is not the ace of the Dodgers. This might shock a lot of people that haven't been paying attention to the Dodgers this year. Walker Buehler
like
is
you?
The best pitcher on this staff.
Before
Ryu
y'all go,
no, he's not.
Before you two go, I got
yes.
Yeah, Ryu is the second best. Kershaw's not one of the best two pitchers
before
on the staff.
Before you two go, I'll just end it with a quick question. Y'all think the Boston
y'all.
Red Sox...
You know what? If you have a TV job, you should not be saying y'all on TV, okay?
Look. No, I don't think the Dodgers are going to win the World Series.
Got it.
I don't think that it's throwing the white flag.
I think the Dodgers can. I think the Dodgers can win the World Series. Obviously, it's highly unlikely.
Oh, Max Kellerman, the third woman on the panel.
And the Dodgers won 92 games.
I love these guys. You know, they're my age, yet they make them look like hipsters. They got hair extensions, put gel in it.
The Red Sox are so great, historically great this year.
Little beard.
No, dude,
you're fucking 50
Dodgers
years old. Get the fuck out of here.
Only 85% is good.
Joe Buck, same thing. The guy on Fox.
Baseball is
stop
largely
it. Stop making these old guys look like hipsters.
Football. The best team does not always win. The worst team in the league can beat the best team in the league, and the Dodgers are far from that. The old adage is
we really need four people to
the
discuss the
loses.
Same fucking thing.
That hasn't happened yet. The
idiotic.
Home team is one. The Dodgers
four
must
people that know
surf.
Nothing about
sports. I
remember
sports. In 96, I'll always make this about the Yankees.
Call themselves sportscasters.
The first two games of the World Series at home.
Oh, the Yankees,
the Braves,
yeah. Every fucking sports discussion,
the
they have to bring the fucking Yankees into it. This has nothing to do with the fucking Yankees or New York or anything like that. Every fucking time, no matter what city, no matter what sport, the fucking Yankees have to make their fucking way into it. Shut
the
fuck up.
Again, it gives me no pleasure.
Are the Yankees anywhere near the World Series? No.
We're not going to win. World
they got bounced down the first
era,
round. Go
he's
fuck yourself.
An historic choker, given how great he is normally. It's no longer the Clayton Kershaw era. He's not the best pitcher on the staff. He's not the ace of the staff.
They that's because they signed him to a ridiculous deal. He doesn't have to try hard.
To
that's
take
why.
The ball two or three times in a best of seven. And
two or three
out.
Times?
They have
dude.
At least two starting pitchers.
Dial it
better.
Down a notch.
They have the better bullpen, at least on paper, though Jansen's not what he once was. The Dodgers have Kimbrel. To just think about that.
I love
true.
How
just
she interrupts all the time.
How we'll be feeling about the series.
Just like during
the
games.
Simply win a game at home. Next game, they just win a game home. All of a sudden, it's 2-1. He said, "Is the question next? You know, tomorrow,
dude, you're such a drama queen. Shut up.
Do the Red Sox
if they win game three and
three fucking drama queens. There's a fourth guy there who hasn't had a chance to speak yet because these three bitches won't shut up.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I honestly believe game three is in the Dodgers' hands. I feel like that game four will tell you everything. Because if they match it up 2-2, game 29.
Complete
team, they're a better team. Jeez. I just want to see LA in LA. I want to see them.
They are in LA. At home. And they're going to be here for a little while. Relax.
Especially when how these games have been lost. And the Dodgers have shown up. The Red Sox have just outplayed them.
My last memory of the Dodgers in LA was sitting in the stands. Game 7.
Nobody cares.
You understand when Yu Darvish showed up.
He's not even on the squad anymore. Who cares?
No, he's not there.
Thank
God.
So much different. Thank God. Darvish doesn't start.
That's the last time you brought up that you want to see him in L.A.
At the stands in that game.
That's right. That's right. That's my last memory of the Dodgers in L.A.
Well, let's hope your stupid ass is never in L.A. ever again. Stay in New York where you fucking belong, asshole. Oh my God, who the fuck could actually sit there and listen to those fucking morons just babble all day? Babble about nothing. It's bad enough what Jessica Mendoza's doing the color commentary during a game. Now she's going to sit there behind the desk and argue with Stephen A. Smith?
Well, I think Game 3 is like very important. And, they really need to win Game 3, and then in Game 4, they can...
Who the fuck thought that was a good idea? Who the fuck thinks that overanalyzing these games that haven't been played yet is a good idea? And who the fuck thinks that having more chick sportscasters and really gay guys doing sports, who thinks that's a good idea? Stop it already. You know, in this day and age, when you look at your phone and see every score you want, you watch any game you want, any instant replay you want. Do we really need these jack-offs anymore? No! Go fuck yourselves. You annoying, useless pieces of shit. Here, you want to analyze Game 3? I can do it in 2 seconds. Dodgers better win it. There you go. I think it was 1.5 seconds. If they don't win it, they're fucked. There you go. There's another 1.5. All right, moving on. Another thing the media loves to do, aside from scaring everybody, is to advertise. You know, anytime Starbucks comes out with a new drink or something, the news has to be there to tell us about it. Be their own little Starbucks commercial. Well, this time they're advertising McDonald's. And you know what time of year it is.
Coupon or coupon for
cue
this
the smiling,
one. All
right,
so
giggling,
sandwiches,
a popular
one
anchors.
Is making its return.
And you don't need a coupon for it. The elusive, oh, the McRib's
oh,
coming
Jesus,
back.
Oh, Jesus, another swishy.
McRib is back, chomp. The McDonald's corporate
chomp.
Page just launched
really?
A
do you have to add that?
Page for the McRib. It's a pork sandwich that they kind of shape into
yeah,
a
most people know what
like
the fuck
ribs,
it is,
fantastic.
Sort of.
Fantastic. It's got dill pickles and onions on a toast and hoagie style.
This is hilarious.
This time, you can now have a McRib.
I would never eat that thing.
Delivered through Uber Eats. They will bring you that McRib chomp, and you can add a McRib.
Why does he keep doing that?
It's all only for a limited time.
Jesus Christ, what a Fruit Loop chomp. See, I'm pretending like I'm biting into the sandwich. Chomp.
Oh, my God. Get rid of TV news, please. It's embarrassing now. It's embarrassing. You got all these swishy, you know, film school graduates. You know, they just throw them right in front of the camera. They don't have to know anything. Here, asshole, read this shit, but be really gay with it. Chomp.
Walker Buehler's a Leo.
Oh my God. And every fucking year we have to go through the charade. The McRib is back. Who fucking cares? Why do the TV news need to advertise McDonald's products on their broadcast? The only people that should be advertising McDonald's is McDonald's. All right? They spend billions in advertising. I'm sure you'll see the McRib commercial sooner or later. You don't need to be on the TV news. And everybody on the internet loses their shit, too. Oh, my God, the McRib is back. The McRib is back. They think they're cool. Since the McRib only comes around about once a year, they think they're cool by saying they're going to eat the fucking McRib. Well, good fucking luck. I wouldn't touch that piece of shit with a 10-foot pole. Are you kidding me? That looks like instant diarrhea. I mean, with all the food that's available, why are you still going to McDonald's? McDonald's is always the thing that you go to when nothing else is around. All right? There's plenty of shit around. Or, what a novel idea. Make something at home. Make yourself a goddamn sandwich. Anything. Anything's better than this pile of shit. Well, what the fuck kind of meat that is? It's a pork sandwich. Don't look like pork to me. Pork parts, man. It's hot dog meat. Get the fuck out of here. People are excited for this? The fucking McRib needs to kill people. It needs to give people instant cancer somehow. I don't know how that's going to work. I'm sure the Illuminati's working on it, all right? They brought you the McRib sandwich in the first place. Speed up the death process, will you please? Christ's sakes. Well, as I said before, the TV news loves to advertise for McDonald's and Starbucks. So here's the report on whatever Starbucks Halloween concoction is this year. This is CBS in Boston.
Starbucks is getting into the Halloween spirit. The Witch's Brew Frappuccino will be sold for a limited time.
Oh, Jesus, are Starbucks we all children or what?
Starts with a purple blend of toad's breath, which tastes like orange cream frappuccino, apparently. Okay. Also has a swirl of batwurts, which are really chia seeds.
Okay.
And is topped with swamp fog, vanilla whipped cream, and a dusting of green powder called lizard scales. But the scary part, it's about 390 calories.
This is news? Somebody speak, please.
I don't know, but you know what I got?
Oh, look what I found under the death. What a surprise.
Let's put it to the test. We'll see what the deal
another
is.
Flaming news anchor. This is what we need. This is so newsworthy.
All those chia seeds are just come right in at you.
Some woman's losing in the background.
It's sour.
It's sour.
Okay,
you couldn't hide the Boston accent there, could he?
A little too sweet.
Yeah, yikes. Look back at the
A Starbucks drink is sweet? Welcome to the planet. Holy fuck. Why is that news? Again, what the fuck? Why do we continually advertise for Starbucks and McDonald's on our fucking TV news? Jesus Christ.
It's sour. It's sour.
It's sour.
It's sour.
You know, he tried his best to cover up his Boston accent during the rest of the broadcast, but he just lost it there.
It's sour.
I'm sure Starbucks wants that endorsement.
It's sour.
Come try our new Halloween Witch's Brew.
It's sour.
But don't listen to that guy. It's good.
It's sour.
I'm surprised they didn't have him turn the cups around so you could see the logo better.
Let me see the logo. Let me see the logo
of those strange drinks that we just happened to find under our desks.
It's sour.
No, there's no other news going on. Pipe bombs, who cares?
It's sour.
That's the most important shit right there.
It's sour.
All right, enough of that. All right. Hey, remember Caitlyn Jenner? The Illuminati's favorite transgender prop? Well, the media could be happier to tell us that she's now denouncing Donald Trump. Because he doesn't feel there's more than two genders. Well, Caitlyn Jenner, you certainly are not proof there are more than two genders.
We have had, especially a lot of trans men.
Oh, she sure sounds like a woman, doesn't she?
Afghanistan, fighting for our country.
You're a dude with a wig and a dress. You're not even trans anything.
We'll see what happens in the future.
Transhuman,
but that
maybe.
That one was very, very disappointing. A job, and for a trans person in our society is very difficult. They face job discrimination, a very difficult time trying to get a job. In the military, it was a great option for a lot of people, and they have served admirably.
You're not a hero. Bruce Jenner, you're not a hero. You ran somebody over with your car on PCH, you're not a hero. I mean, can we drop the charade? Can we stop pretending this is a hero? Listen to him. He has a deeper voice than I do. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Why do they keep parading this thing around whenever some trans issue comes up? Trump says he doesn't think there's more than two genders. Better trot out Caitlyn Jenner, the tranny hero. She doesn't look or sound anything like a woman. I guarantee you there will be a lot of men on Halloween that will look more like women than Caitlyn Jenner ever did. All right? Why is this thing always the go-to? That's right, I said this thing. This thing. You don't like it? Go fuck yourself. is not a hero. All right? South Park should have ended this thing's career, whatever that may be. I don't even know what he does anymore. The whole Jenner Kardashian clan, can we just please just drop them from our fucking site? Stop reporting about them. Anything they do. How about the first rocket that goes to Mars? Dump them all in there and leave them there. Let's see how stunning and brave she is then. And one final note. I know I promised to do these things on Wednesday, but I think I bit off a little more than I could chew. Sometimes things get in the way, like work, like internet shitting out, like me just passing out when I get home. Those things happen. So let's just say I'll do the best I can to get these out weekly. I don't know what day they're going to be, but God damn it, there will be one every week. How about that? Deal? Deal.
It's sour.
Oh, stop that, you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That's right. Something's definitely in the air tonight. I don't know if it's Trump air or what happens after you eat a McRib sandwich. Either way, I want out. Now say what you will about Phil Collins, but goddamn, In the Air Tonight was a great fucking song, and I really love the remix.
Sour.
BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook, you're sick of everybody whining about bomb scares and Trump. Come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like it, follow it, do it. Follow me on Twitter at the Big Angry Phil, Instagram Big Angry Phil, SoundCloud Big Angry Phil. You hear the show on TuneIn, Big Angry Phil podcast. And of course, you can hear it on BigAngryPhil.com. Come on, man. I'm sad to say that the live Tom Likas show has come to an end. But don't worry. Subscribe to PremiumTom.com and hear the all-new podcast, as well as the entire library of the last 6.5 years of the Tom Likas Show. Do it. Do it now. And of course, you want to subscribe to the Gary and Dino Show. GaryandDino.com. Free shows every Monday. Subscriber only every Friday. Why not get them both? GaryDuno.com. Let's go. That's it for me. I'm out. See ya.
It's sour.